Let us pray.
Our
Father, we thank you for the assurance and the confidence. And we thank you for reminding us that Jesus Christ died to take all our sins away.
Baba wa ti nbe lorun a dupe lowo yin fun idaniloju ati fi okan bale ti e ran wa leti pe Jesu ku fun ese wa.
We are praying, O Lord, that you will apply this blood in every heart, every life here present tonight, that all the guilt of sin, all the condemnation of sin, the pollutions and the penalty of sin, everything will be taken away by the blood of the Lamb in Jesus' name.
An gbadura Oluwa wi pe e lo eje yi lati ta si gbogbo okan to bege to je pe gbogbo aba won ninu okan idalebi ese ninu okan ati idibaje to wa ninu okan e o we gbogbo re mo ni oruko Jesu.
We pray there will be a living faith, a strong faith, a steady faith, an abiding faith in every one of us to know that the blood of Jesus Christ has dealt finally with every form of sin, and we should drop everything and cling to that blood in Jesus' name.
Ambeyin Oluwa wi pe igbagbo to lagbara, igbagbo aye, igbagbo to nfun ni dani loju yo so ninu okan olukuluku lati je ki amo yi pe eje Jesu ti yanju gbogbo ese patapata nipase be a o ju gbogbo re sile patapata loruko Jesu.
We pray that the study of your word tonight will strengthen every one of us in our faith, in our dependence upon you, in our relationship with you, in Jesus name.
Ebe wa ni pe eko bibeli tale yi yo fun gbogbo wa lokun ninu gbigbekele yin ninu nini idaniloju ninu yi pe e ti to fun gbogbo fun wa.
Thank you, Lord, for the answer.
Adupe lowo yin fun idahun.
In Jesus name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
In our study of the scriptures, we come to Hebrews chapter 13 from verse 10 to verse 13.
Ninu eko ti an ko ninu iwe mimo are koja si eberori ketala bayi lese ikewa si ketala.
Please open your Bible and as we read together, follow as we read on.
Jowo si bibeli re bi asije njumo ka papo ma foju ba lo.
We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle.
Awa ni pepe kan ninu eyi ti awon tin sin ago ko ni agbara lati ma je.
For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burnt without the camp, outside the camp.
Nitori pe ara awon eran won ni eje yi ti olori alfa mu wa ti ibi mimo nitori ese asun won leyin budo.
Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate, outside the gate.
Nitori na Jesu pelu ki o le fi eje ara re so awon eniyan di mimo.
Let us go therefore unto him without the camp, outside the camp, bearing his reproach.
Nitori na eje ki a jade to lo leyin ibudu ki a ma ru egan re.
You know that as we have been studying the epistle to the Hebrews, the apostle, the inspired writer, has been contrasting the old covenant with the new covenant. And in making a comparison of the old and the new, he had been telling us that all the things pertaining to the old, they have been annulled, they have been cancelled, they have been abolished, taken away.
Iwe re ti o se nipa majemu lailai ati majemu titun ohun to ntele wa to ntemo wa leti gbamogbamo ni wipe gbogbo nkan ti majemu lailai ni ati fagile.
And because he was saying that, the people might begin to wonder, if all those privileges of the old covenant had been taken away, what remains for the new covenant?
Nigba ti o wa so pe ati fagile gbogbo awon nkan wonyi, awon to wa n ba soro won le mo ni iporuru ninu okan won pe kin lo wa kunle fun wa ninu majemu lailai
bayi. Because every Jewish person knew that in the old covenant you needed the blood, you needed the sacrifice, you needed the altar to be able to take away your sins. If the sins are not taken away, you cannot have relationship with the Lord Almighty.
Nitori pe gege bi omo Ju oyeye won gbangba wi pe ninu ibasepo won pelu Olorun won nilo eje, won nilo pepe, won nilo irubo.
The temple is no more. The altar is no more. The sacrifices are no more. So there will be a question in their mind. How then do you deal with the problem of sin? That's the reason he was telling them in verse 10, we have abolished and taken away.
Pẹpẹ tàtijọ́ la fagilé tí a mú kúrò.
And yet we have an altar.
Síbẹ̀síbẹ̀, àwa ní pẹpẹ kan.
And once again, I want to remind you.
Lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí jẹ́ kí n rán létí.
He had been showing the superiority of the new covenant over the old covenant.
Ó ti ń tọ́ka wọn sí olúborí májẹ̀mú tuntun lórí májẹ̀mú láíláí.
That the new is better than the old.
Pé májẹ̀mú tuntun ó sàn ju ti láíláí lọ.
Greater and higher than the old.
Ó tóbi bẹ́ẹ̀ ló ga ju ti láíláí lọ.
Once again, now he wants to tell us that the New Testament and the New Covenant altar is higher, is greater, is better than the old.
Ní báyìí, tó wá fẹ́ tó fi tó wọn létí pé pẹpẹ tí àjẹmú tí tuntun ó ga ó lágbára ju ti májẹmú láíláí lọ.
That's why he tells us in verse 10, whereof they, the people of the old covenant, they have no right to eat, which serve the covenant, the old covenant, the tabernacle of the old.
Ìgbìyàn tó fi wá sọ pé nínú èyí tí àwọn ìyàwó èèyàn májẹ̀mú láíláí tí ń sin àgọ́ kò ní agbára láti máa jẹ.
And then he tells us in verse 11.
Ó sọ fún wa ní ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànlá.
He brought them back to the old covenant.
Ó mú wa lọ sínú májẹ̀mú láíláí.
The sacrifices of the old covenant.
Ìrúbọ májẹ̀mú láíláí.
The blood of the sacrifice of the old covenant.
Ẹ̀jẹ̀ ìrúbọ májẹ̀mú láíláí.
He said, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burnt outside the camp.
Ó sọ fún wọn gbangba pé nítorí ara àwọn ẹran wọn ni ẹ̀jẹ̀ yìí tí olórí àlùfáà mú wá sí ibi mímọ́ nítorí ẹ̀sẹ̀ àsùnwọ́n lẹ́yìn ibùdó.
He was trying to remind them.
Ó ń gbìyànjú láti rán wọn létí.
The efficacy of the blood in the old covenant.
Bí ẹ̀jẹ̀ ṣe lágbára nínú májẹ̀mú láíláí.
Number one, it made atonement for the sinners.
Àkọ́kọ́ ni pé ó ṣètùtù fún ẹ̀sẹ̀ fún àwọn ẹlẹ́sẹ̀.
Number two, he made them to escape the death penalty.
Èkejì ni pé ó ń jẹ́ wọn ó sàsálà bọ̀ lọ́wọ́ ikú ìdájọ́ ikú.
Number three, they were granted cleansing from their sin.
Ẹ̀kẹta ni pé à ń fún wọn ní ìwẹ̀nùmọ̀ kúrò nínú ẹ̀sẹ̀ wọn.
But then he needed to tell them that he needed to repeat all those sufferings often and often, because those sufferings could not make them perfect in every good work to do the will of the Father.
O wa lati ran won leti pe awon irubo yen ni won se lati ma se ni gbogbo igba nitori pe awon irubo yen won ko je ki won ki o pe lati se ife baba ni pipe.
And now he reminded them that there is a new covenant.
O wa ran won leti pe majemu titun nbe o.
And the new covenant has a altar.
Majemu titun si ni pepe kan.
It has a lamb for sacrifice.
Ó ní ọ̀dọ́ àgùntàn fún ìrúbọ.
It has the blood of the new covenant as well.
Bákan náà ni ó ní ẹ̀jẹ̀ ti májẹ̀mú titun.
In verse 12, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, he suffered without the gate.
Lẹ́sẹ̀ ìkejìlá, nítorí náà Jésù pẹ̀lú kí ó lè fi ẹ̀jẹ̀ ara rẹ̀ sọ àwọn ènìyàn di mímọ́, ó jìyà lẹ́yìn ibodè.
It now tells us the superiority of the blood of the New Testament lamb over the Old Testament lamb.
Ó wá ń sọ fún wa nípa olúborí agbára ńlá tí ẹ̀jẹ̀ májẹ̀mú titun ní lórí ẹ̀jẹ̀ sí láíláí.
Giving us forgiveness of sin.
Ó fún wa ní ìdáríjì ẹ̀sẹ̀.
Remission, removal of sin.
Ìwẹ̀nùmọ́ kúrò nínú ẹ̀sẹ̀.
Giving us redemption by that blood.
Ó fún wa ní ìràpadà nípasẹ̀ ẹ̀jẹ̀ yìí.
Giving us cleansing from all sin.
Ó ń wẹ̀ wá nù kúrò nínú gbogbo ẹ̀sẹ̀.
In fact, in this verse I just read to you now, it gives us sanctification.
Nínú ẹsẹ̀ tí mo ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ kà tán yìí, ó tilẹ̀ fún wa ní ìsọdí mímọ́.
And then in verse 21 of this chapter, he makes us perfect in every good work to do the will of the Father.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ 20 àti 21, ó ń sọ wá di pípé láti ṣe ìfẹ́ rere ti Bàbá.
Freedom from outward sin.
Òmìnira bọ́ lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀sẹ̀ ti
dá. And freedom from inward sin.
Àti òmìnira bọ́ lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀sẹ̀ ti inú.
He was trying to show them the great benefit we have, which is total freedom from sin and the fullness of our redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ, whereas what they had in the old covenant was a limited privilege which now has been abolished, and the greater thing, the unlimited thing, has now come.
Ó ń sọ fún wa nípa àǹfààní tí a wá ní nísinsìnyí nípa ti ẹ̀jẹ̀ májẹ̀mú titun. Nínú èyí tó jẹ́ pé a lè sọ wá di mímọ́ nínú àti lóde, eléyìí tó jẹ́ pé májẹ̀mú láíláí kò ní ipa láti ṣe.
Always remember as we study.
Máa rántí nígbàgbọ́ bí a ṣe ń kẹ́kọ̀ọ́.
Everything they had in the old covenant, we also have, and we have more.
Gbogbo tí wọ́n bá ní nínú májẹ̀mú láíláí, àwa pẹ̀lú ní àti ẹ̀ni jù wọ́n lọ.
We're considering 3 points in our study today.
À ń wo kókó mẹ́ta nínú ẹ̀kọ́ wa lónìí.
Number one, the old covenant sacrifices for sin.
Àkọ́kọ́ ni ìrúbọ májẹ̀mú láíláí fún ẹ̀sẹ̀.
Number two, Christ Christ's sacrifice for our sanctification.
Ikeji ni irubo Christi fun isodi mimo wa.
Number three, our consecration and sacrifice for sanctification.
Eketa ni iyare ni soto ati ifare ni irubo wa fun.
Number one, he wants us to look at the old covenant sacrifices for sin.
Akoko ni pe o fe ki a wo irubo majemu lalai fun ese.
Please come back to Hebrews chapter 13 verses 10 and 11.
Eje ka pada si Eberu ori ketala ese ikewa.
It says, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. I told you that he's making a comparison. He's telling us that the least in the kingdom of God now is greater than the highest in the old covenant. In the old covenant, you have the high priest. In the old covenant, you have the Levites. And all those ministers and priests, they came and they offered sacrifices, and they were a special group, better and higher, promoted higher than the generality of the children of Israel, and they could eat sacrifices which the others could not eat.
But
verse 10 is telling us that we have an altar whereof the high priests of the old covenant and the priests of the old covenant and the Levites of the old covenant and the ministers of the old covenant, they have no right to eat. Those people that were serving the tabernacle, what the least in the kingdom of God, what we have now in the new covenant altar, they did not possess.
Only our ni pepe kan ninu pepe ti wa o san ju ti majemu lalai tori pe majemu lalai olori alufa awon omo lefi ati awon iranse to nsin ni bi pepe won ko leto lati je ninu nkan to wa ni bi pepe yisugun.
And as you begin to think of the great privileges of Aaron, of the high priest, and of the Levites, and you realize that the least in the kingdom now, we go beyond what they had, you'll be praising God for the new covenant.
Olori alufa ati awon omo lefi ti won ni nigbani sugbon to je pe en to kere julo ni ijoba olorun nisisin yi o ni anfani ju won lo wa ma yin olorun logo
fun. I come to verse 11, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burnt without the camp.
Ese ikokanla nitori pe ara awon eran won ni eje ni ti olori alufa mu wa si ibi mimo nitori ese.
Now you see, you need to understand the old covenant. It's not talking about the tabernacle.
Oh, yeah, kio ye majemu laila wa yi o so nipa.
It's talking about the sanctuary.
O so nipa ibi mimo.
It's talking about the camp.
O so nipa ibi ago.
The place of worship of the children of Israel was divided into three.
Ibi ti awon omo Israel tin josin apin si epa.
There was a place where you had the brazen altar, where the people that had sinned and had trespassed against the will of the Lord, they'll bring their sacrifices. It's like they wanted forgiveness, they wanted salvation, and the sacrifice would be made for them, and the blood would be shed for them, because it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul.
Ibi kan wa ti a bi pepe kan si to je pe awon to ba ti se ninu Israeli won yo mu awon eran won wa lori pepe yi a o pa eran won a o se rubo fun okan won.
But there is a sanctuary, the holy place, and it is not second step now. They will bring their sin offering, which they have gone beyond salvation. They were now doing something which pictures sanctification. They will bring that to the sanctuary, and it was the high priest that will do that.
Ibi mimo kan wa wa ele to je pe ebo ese won won yo mu wa sibe ele to re koja igbala won gbe igbese kan siwaju si olori alfa ni o sise nibe.
And there was the holy of holies.
Ibi mimo julo tun wa wa.
In that one, it was the high priest alone that entered once in a year.
E kan lodun ni olori alfa sin lati wo be lo.
And there was a kind of partition between the holy place and the holy of holies, and the ordinary priests and the Levites, they couldn't enter into that place. It was reserved for the New Testament people, so that when Jesus died, that thing was right into two, and now there is an avenue, there is now a way to enter into the holy of holies, or into the holiest of all, and be baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Asa e ìkélé kan sì wà eléyìí tí ó dá ibi mímọ́ àti ibi mímọ́ jùlọ síbi méjì eléyìí tó jẹ́ pé àwọn àlùfáà àti àwọn ọmọ lefi wọn kò ní àǹfààní láti kàn kùbù wọbẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí kristi olúwa kú aṣọ ìkélé yìí ó wá fàya eléyìí tó wá sílẹ̀ kún gbaya fún ìran májẹ̀mú tuntun láti wọlé kí a sì baptize wa nínú
olúwa. But you see that verse 11 we read is talking particularly about the sin offering.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànlá tí a kà yìí ó ń sọ nípa ẹbọ ẹ̀sẹ̀ nìkan.
Let's read a few Old Testament passages to clear it up for you.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a ka díẹ̀ nínú májẹ̀mú láéláé láti jẹ́ kí òye kó yé ọ.
In Leviticus chapter 4 from verse 1.
Lefitiku orí kẹrin.
Leviticus chapter 4 verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a soul shall sin through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning the things which ought not to be done, and shall do against any of them.
Leviticus orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní Olúwa sọ fún Mose pé sọ fún àwọn ọmọ Ísíráẹlì pé bí ọkàn kan bá fi àìmọ̀sẹ̀ sí ọ̀kan nínú òfin Olúwa lé ohun tí kò yẹ ní ṣíṣe tí ó sì ṣẹ̀ sí ọ̀kan nínú wọn.
And then in verse 3, if the priest that is anointed do sin according to the sin of the people, then let him bring for his sin which he has sinned a young bullock without blemish unto the Lord for his sin offering.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹta bí àlùfáà tí a fi àmòróyàn bá ṣẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹ̀sẹ̀ àwọn ènìyàn nígbà náà ni kí ó mú ẹgbọrọ akọ màálùú kan aláìlábùkù fún ẹbọ ẹsẹ̀ fún Olúwa nítorí ẹsẹ̀ tí ó ti ṣẹ̀.
Remember that these people already they had been redeemed, they had been saved, they had come out of Egypt, because when I see the blood I will pass over you.
Rántí pé àwọn tá à ń sọ nípa wọn yìí a ti rà wọn padà a ti mú wọn jáde kúrò nílẹ̀ Egypt torí májẹ̀mú Ọlọ́run pé nígbà tí èmi bá rí ẹ̀jẹ̀ náà èmi ó rí wọn kọjá.
Now in their relationship with the Lord,
nínú ìbáṣepọ̀ wọn pẹ̀lú Olúwa,
if anything happened that they now realize they had sinned against the Lord,
tó nǹkan bá wá ṣẹlẹ̀ tí wọ́n mọ̀ pé àwọn ti ṣẹ̀ sí Olúwa,
a provision was made and the provision was different from the trespass offering. It was called at the end of verse 3 a sin offering.
Àwa ti fi ìpèsè kan sílẹ̀ fún wọn eléyìí tí ó yàtọ̀ sí ẹbọ ìrékọjá nínú ẹsẹ̀ ni a pè ní ẹbọ ẹsẹ̀.
In verse 2, if a soul sin, anybody.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ kejì bí ẹnìkan bá ṣẹ̀.
In verse 3, if the priest that is anointed do sin, a priest.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ kẹta bí àlùfáà tí a fi àmì òróró yàn bá ṣẹ̀ yín àlùfáà.
In verse 13, if the whole congregation of Israel sin through ignorance.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlá bí gbogbo ìjọ ènìyàn Ísíráẹlì bá sì fi àìmọ̀ṣẹ̀.
In verse 22, when a ruler has sinned and done somewhat through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord his God concerning the things which should not be done and is guilty.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìlélógún nígbà tí ìjòyè kan bá ṣẹ̀ tí ó sì fi àìmọ̀rú ọ̀kan nínú òfin Olúwa Ọlọ́run rẹ̀ tí a kìbà rú tí ó sì jẹ̀bi.
In verse 27, if anyone of the common people sin through ignorance.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n bí ọ̀kan nínú àwọn ẹni ilẹ̀ náà bá fi àìmọ̀ṣẹ̀.
Now you will see here that provision was made for every one of them. They had been redeemed, they had been saved, but should in case anything happen that they will not be guilty before the Lord again, whether an elder, whether a ruler, whether a priest, whether one of the common people, there was provision for them to offer a sin offering.
O ti rí ìpèsè tí a ṣe sílẹ̀ fún wọn báyìí wípé tí ó bá jẹ́ pé ẹnikẹ́ni nínú wọn ló ṣèèsì dẹ́sẹ̀ bóyá olórí bóyá àlùfáà bóyá ọmọ ìjọ Ísíráẹlì nìkan tàbí ẹnikẹ́ni nínú wọn a ti fi ìpèsè fún wọn láti ṣe ìràpadà ọkàn wọn.
In the love of God that provision was made for them so that all that sin can be cleansed away, but there was a special thing, that lamb will be burnt outside the camp.
Nínú ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run ni Ọlọ́run fi ìpèsè sílẹ̀ fún wọn wípé kí a lè máa sàánú tàbí kí a lè darí ẹ̀sẹ̀ wọn jù wọ́n ṣùgbọ́n nǹkan ló gba àkíyèsí níbẹ̀ ni pé ẹran tí a bá fi ṣèrúbọ a ó sun lẹ́yìn bòdì.
Look at Numbers chapter 19.
Wọ́n wo Númẹ́rì ẹsẹ̀ ìkọ́kọ́
reading from verse 1
láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní.
It tells us Numbers chapter 19 verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses and said unto Aaron and saying, this is the ordinance of the law which the Lord has commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came yoke, and ye shall give her unto Eliezer the priest, and that he may bring her forth without the camp. You see that? Without the camp, outside the camp, and one shall slay her before his face.
Numeri ori kokandin logun ese ikini Oluwa so fun Mose ati Aaron pe eyi ni ilana ofin ti Oluwa pa lase wi pe so fun awon omo Israeli ki won ki o mu egboro abo malu pupa kan to wa alailaba won ati alailabuku ati lara yi ti akoti di ajagamo ki eyin si fi fun Eliezeri alufa ki o nki o mu jade lo seyin budo sori yen seyin budo ki enikan ki o si pa ni waju re.
And then in verse 9 we're told for the purpose.
Ni ese kesan lati so di re fun wa.
And a man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and lay them up without the camp, outside the camp, in a clean place, and it shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel, for a water of separation. It is a purification for sin.
Ki okunrin kan ki o okunrin kan ti o mo ki o si ko eru egboro abo malu na ki o si ko jo si ibi kan ti o mo leyin budo ki a si pa mo fun ijo awon omo Israeli fun omi iyasapa kan ebo ese ni.
Now you will see here is talking about something that goes beyond the point of being born again.
Ti o ba kiyesi ni iwa ri pe o so nkan kan to ju pe kakanda tun bi lo.
A solution is to teach us the efficacy of the blood of Jesus.
Afiwe yi o lati ko wa nipa agbara tin be ninu eje Jesus.
Because you need to understand from the Old Testament, the people of Israel, they have been looking forward to the lamb, the final sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice.
Ko ye ko ye ope lati nu majemo lai lai ni awon meseli tin naga wo ebo pipe ebo arofin aruda na.
Abraham said the Lord shall provide himself a lamb for the sacrifice. They were looking forward to the sacrifice, the lamb that will be provided.
Abraham ti so wi pe Oluwa fun ara re yo pese agutan fun ebo na won tin foju sona fun odu agutan na.
And Isaiah said he was oppressed and he was afflicted, he opened not his mouth, he was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. They were looking forward to the lamb.
Isaiah wi pe amu wa gege bi agutan fun pipa amo wa be ni ko lenu re daju daju won tin foju sona fun odu agutan ta o pa lati se.
John said, behold the lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. They were looking forward to the lamb. They knew that all those sacrifices they were making will stop one day, and Jesus will be the final sacrifice and the perfect sacrifice, and there'll be no need for animal sacrifices anymore.
Jesus Johanu ti wi pe odu agutan na wo odu agutan na eni ti o ko ese araye lo iyan ni pe won tin reti odu agutan pipe ni ele ti o la ba won ti o la buku eni ti yo se ebo fun gbogbo ese araye.
Now the sacrifices of the Old Testament, all that is ended now, we now come to Christ, who has made a final perfect sacrifice for sins in the general and then for sin in particular.
Ni bayi ebo ti majemu lai lai o ti re koja ati wa koja sodo Jesu nisinsin ti a bi se ebo fun opolopo ese lakopo ati fun ese kan susu.
That leads us now to point number 2.
Ele lo wa mu a lo si koko keji.
Christ sacrifice for our sanctification.
Irubo Christi fun isodi mimo wa.
And look at it in Hebrews chapter 13 and in verse 12.
Iwo wo Eberu ori ketala ese ikeji la.
It says, wherefore Jesus also.
O so pe tori na Jesu.
He said in the Old Testament the sacrifice, he said, but now Jesus also.
Oni ni atin so nipa ti irubo sugbon nitori na Jesu pelu.
Sins were forgiven by the shedding of the blood in the Old Covenant, but now in the New Covenant, Jesus also.
Adari ese jini ninu majemu lailai sugbon nisisin nitori na Jesu pelu.
The purifying of the heart at that time through the blood that was shed, and then the animal that was taken outside the camp, he said, that is gone. That's the Old Covenant. But now, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the camp.
Oh, this is all kind of different for Nino Majemo Lala. Ele ti an se nipa mimu odu agutan lo lati sun leyin budo o wa ni nitori na Jesu pelu ki o le fi eje ara re so awon eniyan di mimo o jiya leyin budo.
To start with, he suffered outside the camp.
Ni bere o ye ka fi wa pe o jiya leyin budo.
Look at Mark chapter
15.
Just to remind you, I'm sure you know this already, that Jesus Christ suffered. He was crucified outside the city of Jerusalem, outside the camp.
Lati le ran leti mo mo pe omo itan na daada wi pe Jesu Oluwa o jiya a si pa leyin Jerusalem leyin bodi.
Mark chapter 15 verse 20.
Mark ori ke dogun ese ogun.
And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and let him out. They led him out to crucify him.
Nigbati won si fi sesin tan won si bo aso elesi aluko na kuro lara re won si fi aso re wo won si mu jade.
You see, when he was to suffer for our salvation and sanctification, he was taken outside the camp, he was taken outside the city, so as to be crucified.
In verse 22,
and they bring him unto the place called the Golgotha, which is being interpreted the place of his skull.
In verse 24,
when they had crucified him, they parted his garments and cast lots upon them what every man should take.
Nigba ti won si ti kan ma agbele ibutan won si pin aso re won si segege lori won eyi ti olukuluku ibamu.
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 12, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without outside the gate.
Eberu ri keta lese kejila nitori na Jesu pelu ki o le fi eje ara re so awon eniyan di mimo.
Now we know that the death of Jesus Christ radically changes us. And God has not called us only to receive forgiveness. He wants us to be holy. The shedding of the blood of Jesus is not only for salvation, it is also for sanctification. You see, many people today, they talk about forgiveness, they don't talk about regeneration. They talk about new births, they don't talk about new life. They talk about imputed righteousness that Jesus Christ died for us so that he can transfer, he can impute his righteousness unto us. They do not talk about imparted righteousness that becomes part of our life.
There
are some people that talk about the gospel of success. They do not talk about the fact that we are called to live a holy life, a pure life, that Christ died to save us and to sanctify us.
They
emphasize Jesus died to make us rich. But they don't understand that that's a small thing, because you spend money only on earth. There is something that Jesus gives you as a result of his death, is salvation and sanctification, holiness, purity of heart that takes you to heaven.
Sugba on kan wa ti Jesu fi fun wa igbala isodi mimo ati igbe aye mimo eleeto fun wa nipa
ikore. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, he suffered without the gate.
Nitori na Jesu pelu ki o le fi eje ara re so awon eniyan di mimo o jiya leyin bodi.
The English word sanctify comes from two Latin words.
Oro gesi ti a pe ni sodi mimo o wa lati nu ede Latin meji kan.
One part of it means holy. The other part of it means to make. So when you combine the two together, to sanctify means to make holy.
Ayipa akoko o so nipa mimo, ipa ekeji o so nipa lati sodi.
So then sanctification is a supreme redemptive act by which Jesus Christ with his own blood makes his saved people holy in heart and holy in life.
Nitori na isodi mimo je ise ori ofe ti irapada ti ase nipase eyi ti Jesu fi eje ara re so And it
is through the shedding of the blood of Jesus that we are made holy, that we are sanctified, that we are set apart from everything that is polluting, everything that makes us morally dirty.
Nipa iku Jesu ni ati wa so wa di mimo.
See what the Bible says, Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 25. Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 25. It tells us, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and he gave himself for the church. God so loved the world. That's why he saved the world. God so loved the church, and Christ so loved the church, he gave himself for the church. Why did Jesus give himself? As a sacrifice, as a perfect final sacrifice, in verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
Ki wa ni dire ti Jesu Oluwa se fi ara re fun ijo gege bi ebo mimo na lo wa ni ese ikerin ni ogbon ki ohun ki o le so won di mimo leyin ti a ti fi oro we mo ninu
agbada mi. In verse 27, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Tabi alebu kan tabi iru nkan ba won ni sugbon ki o le je mimo ati alailabuku.
Sometimes we refer to Latin, sometimes we refer to Greek when we're explaining the word sanctify or sanctification.
Igba miran a le toka se de Latin tabi ede Greek nigbati a ba nso nipa eso di mimo.
And somebody might say, oh, but I don't know Greek, but I don't know Latin, how will I know that that is the real meaning of the word sanctify?
Awon elomiran ma fa pa janu wipe emi o gbede Greek bẹni ogbede Latin bawo ni won se mo ko to oro ni won so.
Look at verse 26, that he might sanctify. And then he uses the next word to amplify, to clarify, and to make you understand. And he says, and cleanse it.
O wa lo awon gbolo miran lati le salaye re lati fo wele wele ohun to wa so ni pe lati we mo,
which means to sanctify is to cleanse.
Iya ni pe si so ni di mimo oni lati we ni mo.
And he's talking about cleansing for members of the church. He's not talking about cleansing for the sinners in the world that need forgiveness. It says Christ gave himself for the church. The people who have been called out of the world, who have been forgiven, who have been born again, why has he given himself? To sanctify them. What does that mean? To cleanse them.
We were maton soni ijolomba soro kuma soni pa awon araye awon to wa nu aye igbala la won nilo sugbon idi ti Jesu wa fi fi ara re fun ijo oni lati we won mo.
And then it tells us in verse 27, when the church is saved, that means it's a gracious church, because it's a church that has received grace, that's salvation. But now he tells us, when he sanctifies it and he cleanses it, it goes from just ordinary grace, it goes to a glorious church. From grace to glory, there is a second step.
O wa nso ni ese iketa ni ogbon wi pe nigbati a ba gba ijola ijo wa di ijo olori ofe ti ori ori ofe gba lowo Oluwa sugba nigbati Kristi wa fi ara fun ijo bayi ijo wa tinu ori ofe o wa di ijo to logo iyan ni pe ijo ma ntinu ori ofe bo sinu ogo igbese keji ni yi.
And it tells us what this sanctification is, not having spot or wrinkle.
O wa so itumo eso di mimo yi fun wa oni laini abawon tabi alebu.
That is the original stain, the original spot that we brought into the world, which we call by various names, the Adamic nature or the inbred sin or the inward sin or whatever it is that is inside, that original spot and the wrinkle. You know that wrinkle is the mark of the old man. There is the old nature having having that wrinkle. It is at sanctification. The Lord will take that away, that now when you are sanctified, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy. Sanctification is clear, therefore, and without blemish.
O wa so gbangba wi pe abawon ati alebu eleyi ti a ti gbe wa sinu aye eleyi ti a mo npe ni orisirisi oruko a le pe ni eda adamu a le pe ni ese abinibi tabi ese tinu lohun oni nigba ti a ba wa ti o fi ara re fun ijo ohun to wa se ni pe abawon yen ati alebu ti nbe ninu ijo a wa ti mu kuro ijo nigba na ko wa ni si abawon kankan tabi abukoko kan tabi egan kankan mo.
And so the purpose of the suffering of Christ is so that he might sanctify us, so that he might make us holy, so he might purify our heart, so he might remove every spot, every blemish, every wrinkle or any such thing, and we become completely, totally holy before the Lord.
Nitori na ete ifare ni rubo Jesu Oluwa oni lati so wa di mimo oni lati fun wa ni okan funfun oni lati wewa mo patapata to be ge ti oni si abawon tabi alebu tabi awon abuku kankan ninu aye wa mo.
Then we come back to Hebrews chapter 13 verse 13.
E je ka wa pada si eberu ori ketala ese ketala.
It tells us in verse 13, let us go forth therefore unto him.
Oni nitori na e je ki a jade to lo.
It's saying move from knowledge unto experience.
Oni o kuro ninu imala san bo sinu iriri.
You have learnt about the death of Christ.
O ti ko nipa eku Christi.
About the sacrifice of Christ.
Nipa erubo Christi.
And you have learned that he shed this blood. And he shed that blood for our sanctification to make us holy. Then he says, therefore, because he has suffered. He said, therefore, because he shed his blood. So that blood will not be in vain on your behalf, on my behalf. He said, let us go forth therefore. He's telling us that the sanctification has been provided for the church. It's not only for the apostle. It's not only for the evangelist. It's for all the members of the church. Therefore, he calls on all the members of the church, rise up, let us go forth unto him.
Oni isodi mimo yi ati pese re ki se fun awon apostle nikan tabi awon adari ninu ijo sugbon gbogbo omo ijo patapata ni a pese re fun e wa je ka dide ki ato lo.
He says, let us go to him outside the camp.
Oni e je ka jade to lo leyin budu.
He said, are we not born again? Are we not children of God? Do you not by faith see your Savior, your sanctifier, crucified outside the camp? Don't you know before you can be sanctified, you need to go to him? But you will go to him outside the camp. You will leave the world. You will leave the Jerusalem pictorially, spiritually. You will leave the world and go to him outside the world. And then you will get to him, you will kneel before him, you will talk to him, you will pray to him. You will despise the insult, the abuse, the persecution, the reproach of the world. You will despise all that. You will go to Christ at all costs, no matter what it means. You will hold on to Christ and you will say, Lord, you suffered for my sanctification, but I still see impurity inside me. You suffered for my sanctification, I see imperfection inside me. You suffered for my sanctification, you shed your blood. You hold on to him, you allow that blood by faith to drop in your heart and sanctify you, and you hold on to him there. The people of the world, they'll be passing like they were passing when Christ was crucified, and they were making jest of him. They'll be making jest of you. You will not listen to them. You'll be looking unto Christ. You'll be holding on to him. You'll say, except you sanctify me, I will not let you go. Let us go forth therefore unto him outside the camp, bearing his reproach.
Nigba na wa fi igbagbo to lo wa si dimu wa takuti lorun wi pe o ti jiya nitori isodi mimo mi nitori na so mi di mimo wa fi okan igbagbo ro mo lai wo egan ati abuku tori pe nigba ti o ba diro mo bayi awon aye yo mo re koja gege bi won tin koja nigba ti a kan ma gbelebu ti won fi Christ seleya sibe sibe aye yo fi iwo na se leya sugbon gbogbo egan ati itiju yi wa pa ti segbe kan wa wa fi igbagbo ro ma gbelebu o wa ni nitori na e je ki a jade to lo leyin ibode.
To go forth outside the camp unto him means that as a believer born again, you break completely from your former life. You break completely from the world. And you turn your back on the world and you go to him outside the camp.
Lati lo si odo Christi leyin ibudo, o tumo si pe ki onigbagbo se iyapa patapata kuro ninu igbe aye re atijo ati ko se iya patapata kuro lodo awon elegan ati awon elese ninu aye ko to
lo. You renounce everything that is supposed to Christ.
Wa ko gbogbo to ba ta ko Christ wa ko sile.
You will not be a relative of Judas Iscariot that betrayed him. You will not be a relative of the Pharisees that took him. You will not be a Pharisee, a relative of the people that were saying crucify him. You come out from among them. You leave all those people, all the people that are making jest of Christ. You come out of that world and you go outside the camp. You identify with Christ outside. That is your consecration that will make you to be sanctified.
Oko ni dara po mo awon ibatan Judasi eni ti o ta oluwa re be lo ni je ninu awon egbe awon farisi awon ti won kan ti won mo ti won si kan ma gbelebu o ni si lara awon egbe awon eniyan ti won fi Christ seleya ti won bi fi Christ sesin wa jade ko laarin won ni ji jade to ba jade ko laarin won wa to lo leyin ibudo eleyi ni ifare ni je ti o je ko ni so di mimo.
In that place it says bearing his reproach.
Ni ese ilo wa ni ki a ma ru egan re.
Bearing his reproach.
Ki a ma ru egan re.
That means if Christ were on earth today, there is a way they will reproach him because he is not on earth and you are on earth. You are the Christian having a name similar to that of Christ, a follower of Christ. The reproach of Christ will fall upon you. You will bear it.
O wa so gbangba pe ti Christ ba ma wa laye nisisin yi awon eniyan won yo ma bi setin won yo ma bi si eleya sugbon nitori pe Christ o si laye nisisin yi bayi iwo la soju re ti a npe ni Christiani nitori pe oruko re ti wa jo oruko Christi egan Christi yo wa subulu o wa wa ma ru awon egan na.
You will endure ridicule.
Wa farada isoro.
You will bear the persecution of the world.
Inu ni bi ni aye wa farada.
You will put on the badge of the reproach of Christ.
Wa fi ami egan Christi wa gbe wo sorun ara re.
You will submit to whatever insult, whatever false accusation the people of the world may put upon you because you are now identified with Christ. You want sanctification at all costs. You say, I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. All I want is I want to be purified. I want to be holy. I want to be made ready for heaven.
Wajo wara re fun ebu tabi esun eke ti awon araye le ma fi kan idi ti wa ti farada ni pe o ti nipinu okan pe ohun ti o ba gba ni wa fi fun ni ti isoji mimo yi o fe gba nitori na wa ma ru egan Christi.
The flesh will be crucified. All its affections will be crucified. All the lusts will be crucified. You will bear your cross. You will daily, diligently follow him, whatever the world may say, whatever the world may do. Because we're told in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25, verse 26. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. The people are going to accuse you. They say that you don't find another church to go. That place, the holy, holy church, the sanctification church, the heavenly minded church, the people that don't do any function, any society with the people of the world, that's the church you have joined. You will bear the reproach of Christ. If you really want to have this ticket that goes to heaven, you have your lot, you have your part, or the people of God, even though they are despising us.
Awon eniyan aye yi wa soro alufasa si o oro egan wa fenu tembelu e pe ninu gbogbo ojo tin be nilu Eko o wa ri kankan lo ijo to je pe isodi mimo ti won e ma gbegbe aye mimo ti won ijo to je pe orun ni won sa orun nipa re won iba won sayeye aye seyan lo wa yan layo.
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. You will count the insult, you will count the abuse, you will count the persecution something more precious, something greater than all the salary, than all the money, than all the property you can get from the world. You rejoice that the reproach of Christ has fallen upon you. That's the time you are getting ready. You want the Lord to sanctify you, or if he has sanctified you, you are able to keep the sanctification because you do not mind what the world may do to you.
Nigba ti awon aye ba n fi ose sin wa ka esin ati alebu ti won fi n kan ati egan ati ohun ko ti on gba lowo re wa ka si ayo nitori pe o mo pe awon eleyi ti o ti ri gba ti se yi ai ni pe ko o lagbara o si poju awon nkan ti o n farada ninu aye tori be ti o ba ti ni isodi mimo wa le pa isodi mimo yi mo o ni je ko bo sonu tori pe o mo pe o ni iwe irina si orun
in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 4
Peteru kini ori kerin ese ikerin
wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot speaking evil of you. That's the reproach.
Eyi ti o ya won lenu pe eyin ko ba won sure sinu iru aseju iwa wo bi awon ti won sin soro yin ni buburu eleyi ni egan na.
They will gossip about you. They will make fun of you.
Wo ma fi ose leya.
They will call you names.
Oruko koruko won.
They will call you deeper, but the deeper they are calling is a nickname that they call you.
Wo ma pe oni ya deeper baba deeper oruko apeje re na de niyan.
But you know he says let us go forth unto him bearing his reproach.
Wo wa ni eje ka jade to lo ka lo ru egan re.
In verse 14.
Ni ese ikerin la.
If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. Because when you bear that reproach, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you on their part, his evil spoken of on your part is glorified.
Nipa ti won won soro re ni bi sugbon nipa ti yin ayin logo.
You know why many people are saved and they are not sanctified? Because although they are born again, they do not take sanctification very serious, and yet Jesus took it so serious. He died, he shed his blood outside the camp, and he bore the shame and the reproach so we can be sanctified.
Nitori pe owo yepere ni won fi mu isodi mimo sugbon Jesus fowo to lagbara mu o jiya
because they do not realize that if they are not sanctified, the root of sin within can grow up again and begin to bring up branches and eventually later bring actual sin that can damn your soul.
Tori pe oye oye won wi pe ti o ko ba tete kegbe fun isodi mimo ese ti nbe ni inu yen gbongbo ikoro re tun le so jade ko tun peka.
Because some people are not so serious, they are not so committed, they are not so yielded, they are not so surrendered, they want to be sanctified, but they pray a 2-minute prayer and they say by and by, Jesus, when you are ready, you can sanctify me, and see what Jesus went through, see the agony and see the suffering and see the shedding of his blood, and you take it so easy. You will pray and you will pray with all your heart, with all the agony and the desire in your heart. You will agonize, say no Lord, this root of sin within, today is the time you are going to remove it. If you are so serious like that and you are willing to commit and consecrate everything to the Lord will sanctify
you. Sugba adura aseju meji pere won ti o ti sun won ninu adura won a ma ro ninu ara won pe nigba to ba wo Kristi fun ara re yo so mi di mimo won ti Jesu se wo iya to je owo to lagbara ti Jesu fi mu iwo na fi mu ko taku ti Olorun lorun wi pe Olorun on lati so kan mi di mimo ko kerora ninu adura to ba ni iru ikerora ati edun kan be wa ni so di mimo.
Wherefore Jesus also that he might sanctify the people.
Nitorina ki Jesu ki o le so awon eniyan di mimo.
Who are the people?
Awon wo leni na?
Are those the people in Jerusalem, the people who are sinners, the people who have never known him? No, the people who are part of the church, those who are born again, his people.
Se awon ti won wa ni Jerusalem, awon ti won wa ninu aye ti won o ti da to bi ni rara awon eniyan re.
Are you part of his people?
Sare eniyan re ni
o. I said, are you part of his people?
Mo ni sare eniyan re ni o.
When Jesus want to give you something, then you fold your hand and you hold to yourself and you say, Jesus, take it away, I don't want it.
Nigba ti Jesu ba fe fun ni nkan kan to fe ta Olore se wa kawo gbera wa ni ma mu lo mu fe bi.
Even those of us who are ordinary human beings like me, if I wanted to give you something that I labored for, that I bought at a great price, that I suffered for, and I want to show my love to you, and I give it to you as ordinary as I am, you will be so happy, you will get it. Look at Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He saw that your sanctification is so important and is so precious, and he suffered outside the gate, and he comes here tonight and he says, you are born again, you are a child of God, are you not ready for sanctification? And he stretches it out to you, and in a hurry you run out of the hall, you don't get it. Don't you know that slighting the Lord Jesus Christ? You will not do that.
Oh my emi eniyan lera ara lasan ti mo ba ni ebun rere kan e ti mo lagun fun e ti mo sise fun ti mo se laala si ko to temi lowo ti mo wa fe fi ife mi han si o lati fi ebun na tan lore mo mo yi pe iwo tinutinu toyaya toyaya ni wa fi fe gba lowo mi wa ro ti Jesu oba awon oba oluwa awon oluwa ro iya to je o lo seyin ibode o jiya ajel ajeniya nigba na o wa wa lale yi o lo fe fun e ni sodi mimo o wa na wo sodi mimo fun e o wa fe sajade ko ma lo tete kan ju lo sile mo mo pe o ni se be lale
he suffered without the gate for you and for me
o ji ya leyin bode nitori ti ati temi
let us go forth therefore
nitori na e je ka jade
are we ready let us go forth therefore
e sa mura te je ka jade to
let us go forth therefore
e je ka jade
to we don't care for what the world may say
a o bi kita
da yo so we don't care for their insults we don't care for their persecution let us go forth therefore
nitori na e je ka jade
to unto Christ, he's waiting for you. Unto Christ, he wants to give you unto him, he wants to sanctify you unto him. Without the camp, outside the wall, outside the dancing hall, outside the merriment, outside the jesting of the world, turn your back on the world and consecrate yourself and give yourself. Let us go therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. He wants to sanctify you. You've been saved for a long time. He wants to sanctify you. Your sins have been forgiven and cleansed away. He wants to take the Adamic nature, the root of sin, the stony heart, the inbred sin. He wants to take it away. He wants to make you holy within. Pure within. He wants to sanctify you. He wants to operate on you and take away the stony heart. He wants to give you the heart of flesh. He wants to circumcise your heart. He wants you to be without spot and without wrinkle and without any such thing. He wants you to be holy and without blemish. He wants to make you like Enoch. He wants to give you the life and the heart of Enoch. He wants to sanctify, purify, perfect you. All those things that are coming out, stirring up in the heart, he wants to take it away. He wants to cleanse. He wants to purge. He wants to purify with the blood he shed for you on the cross of Calvary. Let us go forth therefore unto him. Let us go for therefore unto Christ. He's waiting for you. Come under the cross. The blood of Jesus is dripping down. Come under the blood of the Lamb. And the blood will cleanse. And the blood will sanctify. And the blood will purify. And the blood will make you holy. Let us go forth unto him without the camp bearing his reproach. You will not run away from the Lord because of persecution. Because they are making jest of you. Because they are insulting you. Go fast unto the Lord. Remain with the Lord. And you will never leave him. And once he gives you that sanctification, you will keep it until the trumpet will sound.